27 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets on this Thursday with Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain futures have taken it on the chin this morning, and that came on news that there was a community transmission of this coronavirus within the U.S. And in response to information like that, the Bank of America has projected global economic growth at the slowest level since the Great Depression. This really put pressure on the grains. We saw the corn futures make new contract lows overnight, and again this morning they are a little bit oversold. Export bookings were 34 million bushel, which is decent, but we're still down year to date about a third. Right now we see the March corn futures at 364.5, that's down 6 cents. July 374, that's down 4.75, a new crop December at 378.25, down 3.25. Keep in mind that tomorrow will be first notice day. Friday will be first notice day on these March grains. So seeing those under pressure is not a huge surprise today. On the bean side of things, March soybeans at 868.5 is down up 12.5 cents. July 891.5 down 11.25. New crop November 903.5, that's down 9.5 cents. So these double digit losses in the old crop beans are starting to get some attention. Meal futures gave up yesterday's gains. We've got March meal at 287.80, that's down $3.50. May at 295 is down $3.30. May bean oil at 29.15 is 30 cents lower. On the wheat side of things, we are seeing pressure there pretty uniformly down about 6 cents in the Chicago wheat, down about 5 cents in Kansas City. On the meat markets, they've also responded rather negatively to this spreading situation. They thought that the coronavirus might be cooling down, but that's certainly not the case, at least outside of China. And we've got the coronavirus now on every continent except for Antarctica. We've got February live cattle will expire tomorrow. April's are at 109.35. That's down the $3 limit. June's at 102.12. It's down $2.90. March feeders, 130.37, that's down $3.70, while the April's at 131.80 are down $4.17. The April live hog futures at 63.92 are down $1.22. We did see China book some soybeans on the export bookings report and also a little bit of pork. Both the meat sales, both on the beef and the pork side, though, were rather on light overall. On the outside markets, the crude oil's down about another $2.44. The April crude at 46.30 is down $2.41. We've got the metals markets higher after a couple of days of lower action, except for the copper is still lower. We've got the dollar index down this morning. We have seen both the Brazilian real and the Argentine peso drop precipitously against the dollar. The dollar index against, which is heavily weighted in European and Japanese currencies, is down about 47 points this morning, back under 99. We're at 98.47, down 46 points on the March dollar index. This market is really acting extremely nervous. That's been part of the stock market losses this week, and now it's spilled heavily into the grains. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. It's 9 o'clock, 28 degrees outside our studios here in Urbana. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly cloudy today with a chance of flurries and a high of 37 degrees. Wind out of the west at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight. We'll drop down to a low of 20 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. NPR News is next. It's 9:01.